For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. A person's comment about a pickup truck that might be carrying a bomb prompted the evacuation of a main terminal at Kansas City International Airport last night. The Kansas City Star reports flights scheduled to be arriving at Terminal B were rerouted to Terminal C while the Kansas City bomb squad searched the truck. Airport spokesman Joe McBride says the person who mentioned a bomb to an airport employee at 6:30 p.m. yesterday was taken into custody by airport security. Passengers were allowed to return to the terminal around 8:30 p.m. McBride says it was not immediately known if explosives were found. Police in the St. Louis suburb where a white officer shot and killed an unarmed 18-year-old have started wearing body cameras. The Post-Dispatch reports that Ferguson police began wearing the cameras Saturday. Ferguson Police Chief Tom Jackson told the newspaper officers had the devices on during a protest march Saturday. A plea hearing is set this week for a former Mamtech CEO accused of committing fraud in a failed effort to build an artificial sweetener plant in central Missouri. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Bruce Cole is charged with one count of theft and four counts of securities fraud. A health system with hospitals in Missouri, Illinois, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin is working with a bank to offer interest-free loans to patients with unpaid medical bills. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that $6.5 million have been lent to about 4,000 patients since SSM Healthcare inked a deal with Commerce Bank 5 months ago. More than 100 people gathered in Peace Park today for Artists for Justice. The event included music and poetry performances by local artists, painting booths, and voter registration. Organizer Kenneth Bryant says the event was planned in response to the August 9th shooting of teenager Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri.
We decided we wanted to put together an event to stand in solidarity with the people of Ferguson, but also to acknowledge that there are very real and raw emotions here in Columbia. And so we wanted to give Colombians an opportunity to express themselves in a different way, an artistic way, to what's been going on.
While the organizers of Artists for Justice hope to remain active in Columbia, Bryant says no future events have been planned at this time. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.